Kicking off hour number three in the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville, Adam Hickman's top five venues list coming shortly. But first, we go to the phone lines. We got Roberto on this morning. Roberto, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Really good show the last couple of days. Not too much different. Long time, but noticed something different the last couple of days. It's been really great.
Hickman's putting in the show prep work. That's different.
Yep.
Interesting. I got some nasty comments and some nasty texts the other day about Hickman about coming down on our Cosby boys.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know if you got the same from some folks, but yeah, it's interesting.
I thought you were complimentary. You said they balled out.
They do. They also sleep with their cousins, which I also said, but that's cool. They have an outstanding moonshine up there. I'm a connoisseur of moonshine, and it's if it's not the best, it's definitely the second best in the state in the great state of Tennessee.
Hmm. Good to know.
So back to more important things. You know, Hickman, I liked your list. I honestly would probably put Florida, Utah number one over Notre Dame, Ohio State. Though that is a huge game. I just think Ohio State's going to curb some.
Yeah, see, I almost did, Roberto, because it's got the importance factor for doing some scouting for a couple of weeks down the line. And I can kind of see it just getting crazy late and being a close game.
Yeah, I think Richardson keeps them in that game. But it also lets us know where we stand in, say, 3 weeks' time after that is where I'm going. So whatever that is, seven weeks from today, we'll know a lot about ourselves. Houston, I got to disagree with your take on West Virginia Pitt. I hope Pitt beats them. I hope they don't look good. I hope it's a fourth quarter game. That's all true. But I hope Pitt beats them. Because I think that it would be really good for Tennessee to go on the road against a ranked team. And it's so strange, but I think there's this crazy stat that a road favorite that is unranked versus a road ranked dog is some absurd number where the road ranked favorite always covers. It's some absurd stat. I've heard it somewhere. But that would make me feel really good. But I think Tennessee's also going to be ranked by then, because I think Tennessee's going to crush Ball State, and they'll pop up into the top 25 because a few teams in front of us will lose. Where do you fall out with that?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I guess I just really want to see Pitt, and if they were to lose, whatever. But I do agree with you. It'd be a bigger bump for Tennessee if Pitt were to win against West Virginia. I still hope it goes four quarters. I hope it goes late into the game. But it would be a better bump if Pitt were to win, be ranked in the top 15 or so, and then Tennessee goes in and knocks them off.
And if that were to happen, I think Tennessee beats Akron. I think we're all there. Even if they look bad, they'll beat them. I think Tennessee at that point, coming and cresting into that Florida game, I mean, you're looking at a fringe top 15 team, and that will be – it's always raucous with Florida in town, but that will be an insane environment if Tennessee is fringe top 15.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Something that came out a couple days ago, and I just retweeted this morning. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they were talking about Tyree West.
Yeah.
And where he went through a drill and got to the end of it, and he was noticeably frustrated and went back and got back in line, and Garner looked at him like, what the heck are you doing here? You've already done this. That's a really good sign, guys, just in general for the health of the program. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a player especially early in their career at Tennessee, saying, I really suck there, holding themselves accountable and going back and doing something over again? Because, I mean, and it was just noticeable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fact that was noteworthy to me says how bad the last two staffs really were about that. Sorry, Houston.
No, I agree with you. I think it's a good look. I'm not going to say it's never happened before or doesn't happen often,
sure.
But A, that's a true freshman. B, that's Rodney Garner, not exactly the easiest guy to play for until you kind of get used to it. But no, there's been a couple stories, like the corners lining up to guard Tillman, kind of fighting over who gets the first rep against him. it sounds like there's a lot of healthy competition and accountability.
Yeah. And lastly, I want to kind of throw this out and see where you guys are with it. I think the Walker, it's Walker, correct? The kid from Georgia Tech that transferred in?
Yeah, Wesley Walker.
Yes, Wes Walker or Wesley Walker. I always want to say Wes Welker when I say Wesley Walker. And then the Turnitine kid. I keep hearing that they're the starters from the people I talk to, that they look to be the guys that are going to be the starters. Or, if not the starters, a huge contributor. Not just a guy who's going to fill out a role and put on a jersey and be out there for practice and occasionally play in the fourth quarter of blowouts. I hear they're going to have a very, very active role, more than likely starters. That has to feel good, right, for us, because we were so bad at corner, especially losing Alante Taylor last year.
Yeah, and especially considering their new additions. I mean, that's the goal of the transfer portal, right? Get out and get guys who can help immediately. And even if they aren't starting at the beginning or the end of the season, if they can help you out and give you quality snaps in the meantime, the more the merrier, especially in this secondary.
Yeah. Well, guys, I really appreciate the time. I really am enjoying the show this week. It's been really on point. And, guys, here there may be an epic return. The Twitterverse was aroused at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There may be an epic return to your network. Have a good one.
Factually accurate. Two, to be fair. Cody McClure making his return to Talk Sports, and Andy Brock will be joining Charlie on the Blitz. I'm not sure when that starts. I know.
I still think that starts Cody Monday.
Cody McClure starts next week. Back
Monday. Wow, I believe.
Just in time. He just didn't want to go through the offseason. I don't blame him. I mean, football season's the most fun. The notes I read this morning were that Wesley Walker looks to be practicing mostly at star, which in this defense, typically you're starting. We run a lot of nickel. So if he's your nickel back, I think that's a good thing. I've heard he's looked pretty good. I have not heard as much on Turnitine as far as does he start or not, but I have heard that he's a guy who can play a little star, corner, and relieve either of the safeties should they need a break. I guess they're trying to cross-train him to be kind of a fill-in anywhere. Not to say he won't start.
Well, hopefully. We got a lot of guys. I mean,
a lot of guys.
Said that that's somebody's got to be able to play a little bit out there.
A lot of guys who have flashed, like Kamal Haddon, he flashed a little bit against Purdue. He got picked on and then ended up getting an interception.
We had three picks in that game, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Which is crazy, considering 45-42 or whatever.
Yeah, I guess
the final
I guess we needed four picks.
Yes.
Christian Charles is back and healthy finally. Like, that's a guy who they really like. Another guy who can play just about any position.
Cameron Miller they moved over as well? Is that the name I'm thinking of? I thought they moved a guy from wide receiver back over to the
side. I thought Cam Miller was a tight end.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. I thought they moved somebody back over there, too.
Terry Fair, as I mentioned, super high on Warren Burrell. Brandon Turnage is a guy I mentioned. He had a pick yesterday. You know, a guy who transferred from Bama, former four-star. Turrentine, four-star, transferred from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech
transfer.
You got guys. You got guys. Just got to kind of get them in the right spots. And guys you haven't seen starting. Based on, like, all I'm thinking of is that Purdue game, where Burrell was getting picked on. I mean, the whole team got picked on.
Yeah.
So if it's Walker and Turrentine and Turnage, I'm thinking, okay, maybe these guys took a step and are better than what we have. Would that make you feel better, or would it make you feel better if you think that about some guys that were here last year since they've been in the system?
You got to feel worse, right?
If it's guys from last year?
No, if it's guys that
– You don't know?
I don't know. Like, I can orange-colored glasses that both ways.
I mean, same, but
I guess ideally it's guys that were here last year that know the system a little bit, but also if you get new guys in that are just so talented.
I mean, they were getting roasted. I mean,
and pass rush will help that a lot.
And you don't like some of the comments early in the spring or in this fall camp that guys are getting blown away by freshman wide receivers. You know, Trayvon Flowers is supposed to be your senior leader.
I'll agree with that, except Squirrel White's just kind of different. And I don't know how much of an impact he'll have on this team, but he is in a one-on-one situation, not like in the flow of the offense.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have anybody that could guard him.
No. And, it doesn't sound like it.
Right. Like, he might be, and again, no idea how much impact he has on the offense. Does he start right away? Does he have kind of a package right away? But if you don't have help with him and the quarterback's not being rushed, he's probably just going to get open pretty quickly just because of the speed and quickness.
And you're going against elite level competition out there with Tillman and Hyatt, and you're seeing good players.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if it was, you know, they said, oh, yeah, Flowers got blown away by Squirrel White. Was that a one-on-one drill? Was that a seven-on-seven?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But with his speed, he should be able to get open in a kind of controlled environment just about every time.
But like you've been saying, you're saying a lot of names, which we didn't have last year. You brought in a lot of guys, and hopefully some of them pan out.
Especially in the secondary. That's what I'm most worried about. As camp's gone on, I've moved from linebacker to secondary because it sounds like Juwan Mitchell's ready to go. Beasley's looked pretty good.
Like
Banks has looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And Elijah Herring sounds like he's a freshman, so he's gonna make mistakes.
I think we got a lot of edge rushers we don't know about too. Some freshman kids, the Herrings and the Pierce.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Pierce, and then can Barron and Byron Young take that next step? That'd be huge.
Yeah.
If you can rush the passer, you don't have to be as good on the back end and vice versa.
I mean, it just helps. It helps the entire defense.
Isn't that right, Hickman?
That's right, yeah. What are we talking about?
That's what I thought.
I was perfecting
that was a very Davy Hudson-esque comeback
top
right there.
Five,
I was
right?
Perfecting my top five venues.
That Hickman most wants to see.
So you just tuned out of our conversation so you could perfect the top five?
I had to perfect the list. Dude, there's so many cool stadiums. So many great ones are getting left off this list.
We'll look at your list after this break. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Hour three continues. We've teased it long enough, Hickman. Do you have your top five college football venues that you have not been to but would like to see?
I do. And I
do you have a specific game for each of these?
For a lot of them, yes, I can think of a specific game.
Like a specific matchup or just, I mean, because I know during the break you said Penn State wideout. Would you care who it was against?
Well, let's just go ahead and get into it since you spoiled it. Number one, Penn State wideout game. Don't care who it's against.
Oh, sorry. I didn't
just
mean,
has to be a wideout night game.
I didn't mean to spoil it. I really do apologize. Okay, go to number five. No, I'm sorry.
Right, since we already know what number one is, we'll work our way back there. Maybe you forget what Chris just said. So,
okay.
Number five might be some recency bias.
Okay.
Considering I just saw the stadium not too long ago. That is Folsom Field, University of Colorado.
Okay.
Depending on what side you're sitting, you got a pretty scenic mountain view.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a kind of unique design to it, and when the place is packed out, it just looks like a fun environment.
When is the last time it was packed out?
I don't know.
Okay. You don't have to look that up. I was just curious.
It's probably been a while.
Feels like Colorado's not been very good in a long time.
I remember back in Colorado, Nebraska, that used to be the big rivalry.
Oh, yeah, it seemed like every year Nebraska was undefeated going to Colorado, and then weird things would always happen. Was that the kick game? Where the tight end was getting wrapped up and he just kicks the ball over his head to the back of the end zone. Was that Colorado?
And the wide receiver caught it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Missouri game?
It might have been. I can't remember. It may have been Missouri.
It could have been, but it could have been against Nebraska. Back when
it was
Missouri
definitely,
was
it was definitely against Nebraska. Because that was, they were, if they had lost that game.
He did
game,
like a bicycle kick.
Yeah,
and the wide receiver came in.
Dove underneath it and caught it.
It was a huge play.
It might have been Missouri. I just remember like their season.
It was cold.
Their season was over. Oh, yeah, it was late in the year.
Yeah,
their season was over if he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And it's totally illegal.
Yeah,
you're not allowed
absolutely.
To do that, but he did, and they didn't call it.
He didn't mean to do it.
Oh no, he absolutely meant to do it. It was also pass interference, and they didn't call it. So I'm gonna call it a wash. But his arms were kind of tied, and he just sticks his foot out and kicks the ball over his head. It was 100% intentional.
Oh, okay.
But I'll call it a wash because I think he was getting interfered with.
Okay.
Folsom Field did not.
That was number five.
Did you look up a picture of it though? No. It's very pretty.
I am looking at the
don't
top.
They have that behind the stadium? It looks like a track, and it says Colorado or Buffaloes or something. I don't know. Could be wrong.
That's another. They got a buffalo. What more could you need?
Yeah, that's a good selling point there, Hickman. Yeah.
Number four.
I want the smell of livestock as I'm watching a college football
next
game.
Next will be Hickman's top five mascot.
Buffalo Pat. Folsom Field on this list by SportsNot.com did come in at 16th. Due solely to the view of the mountains.
I mean,
there you go.
It said they've been really bad at football for the past decade and a half or so, but Folsom Field is absolutely among the best college football stadiums When you look at some of the images, you can't help but be taken with the scenic sunsets over mountainous terrain and the unique atmosphere of game days make Folsom Field a seminal stadium experience.
Number four, Albertson Field, Boise State.
It comes in at 17, so you've gotten 16 okay, yeah. and 17, and then I'll give you Penn State when you read it again.
Just iconic, you know, blue field.
Also scenic mountain views. That place is kind of fun when it's hopping.
Yeah, when they're good. Number three is actually going to be a tie.
Oh.
I don't. Did we allow that?
I don't know. We'll be the tiebreaker.
So number three is a tie between the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
Man.
Preferably a UCLA-USC matchup.
Fair enough.
Yes.
And it's a tied with a game at Harvard against Yale. The game, as they call it.
So are you going by the game or are you going by the field?
I'm going by the field, but this is just...
He's picking a game that he wants to see at that field.
For some of these. Like, I just want to see... I would like to see a game at Harvard. The stadium's cool. It's unique. It's literally a U with, like, some columns wrapped around the U up
That
top.
Does sound very interesting. Mm. A big U.
Have you not seen it?
Can't say
I'm sure I have. It doesn't stick out.
I mean, just look at it. It looks like you're playing a football game in the Coliseum. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
So that's number three, the tie.
Tie, yeah.
Anywhere you could go in the world, you're going to go to Harvard. you're a big Boston guy, so it makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Well.
Number two, the Big House.
Okay.
Preferably for an Ohio State game.
I thought you might say that, yep.
But that's a must-visit venue at some point for college
football. See all the Brady statues.
Yeah.
This feels like it has less to do with the stadium and more to do with just places you like that happen to have a stadium. You just recently went to Colorado, so you picked Folsom Field. You're a big Boston guy, so you picked Harvard. You're a big Tom Brady guy, so you picked Michigan. You like Penn State, so you picked Penn State. What was the other one?
Boise State.
Mountainous. So you like mountains, and the color blue is very fascinating.
I have a unique list.
And he doesn't
It's really, honestly, it's not that unique.
He doesn't like geese either.
Yeah, no geese.
It's pretty unique. How many people do you think have Boise State and Colorado in their top five?
Okay, I'll give you top five, but I'm looking at a top 20 list, and
where's Penn State?
All of these are on there, with the exception of Harvard.
Penn State's got to be top three.
They're two.
Okay. Yeah, LSU Penn State one.
LSU no, won. Ohio State's one.
I don't buy that at all.
That's horse crap. That is probably the venue I would least like to go to.
Ohio State?
Oh, yeah. I just can't stand it. I'd be so uncomfortable.
Where's Neyland on there?
Ohio State 1, Penn State 2, the Big House 3. Oh, how many would have these in their top five? Well, there's two of your top five in the top three. LSU 4. I've been to LSU, but not for a game. I don't know. I've heard bad things. Ben Hill Griffin, the Swamp, is at 5. I think that's a little overrated. Yes. I've been to several games there. They've all been tragic. The Rose Bowl is 6.
Wow, you got a top
big,
10 list.
Big list guy over here. Adam
I love
Hickman.
Lists. I can make a list for anything.
Autzen Stadium, 7.
Oh.
I'd like to visit that. I don't know that I'd put it in the top.
Didn't they used to say that's the loudest?
Yeah, I mean, it was architecturally designed to be loud.
Yeah.
Neyland Stadium comes in at 8.
Okay.
They say this about Neyland Stadium. An aesthetically pleasing color palette and an impassioned Rocky Top faithful give the Tennessee Volunteers home Neyland Stadium an infusion of life on college football Saturdays. Finding the right coach to lead the program has proven challenging of late, but it shouldn't be long until Tennessee is back among the SEC's elite. They always say that. It's
Hopefully.
Fine. Until then, this venue of over 102,000 in Knoxville will still prove to be a hostile environment. If the Vols are ever back, what a sad opening sentence right there. This place will be much higher on our rankings of best college football stadiums. Maybe, just maybe, they can move up in 2022 based on some of the recruiting we've seen from Tennessee as of late and the future at quarterbacks. Perhaps this stadium will one day rank higher. So we're behind Oregon, who's not been very good, but we're.
So I feel like it's about to get less fun to go to Oregon games.
I do too. Much more boring. Let's see here. 9, Notre Dame.
Boo.
I've been to Notre Dame Stadium. I've not been for a game.
I think that'd be fun.
Notre Dame's campus is beautiful.
One in Stripes just informed me that Harvard Stadium has no lights. So
that's true. They have to end games early.
Because of that, they're going to be tied for fourth.
Just got docked
instead of third.
Oh, man, that's sad. Number 10, Daryl K. Royal. That's a Texas Memorial Stadium for the Longhorns. If you love a big fallopian tube entrance, that is the place for you. Number 11, Bryant Denny. I've never been to a game at Bryant Denny. I would actually like to go if I thought Tennessee would win. Just to rub it right in their faces. And that's obviously a game you get every other year. Number 12, Memorial Stadium for Clemson. Okay.
They don't call that one Death something, do they?
Death Valley.
So there's two of
them. It's Death Valley, too.
Where is it?
Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
Memorial Stadium / Death Valley.
Their entrance is overhyped. They drive around the stadium. They touch a rock.
Okay, I like the running down the hill. The rock's kind of cool. The fact that they have to leave the field, get in a bus, and go all the way around the stadium is just weird. It's just strange. Like, they're on the field, and then they leave the field, and then you're also...
Don't you feel like there's an injury waiting to happen coming down that?
Because they jump and like try to land. Oh, yeah. It's not smart.
Top five college traditions. That's a list I need to make someday.
Doesn't Georgia touch the bulldog or something?
That Georgia has no tradition. Everything they have.
You might be thinking of Florida when they make out with Dan Mullen's wife back in the day.
Florida does touch a big gator, but Georgia, no, they do touch
a
bulldog.
I wouldn't call her a gator, but I mean.
Come on. Mrs. Mullen didn't deserve that. Number 13, L.A. Memorial, the Trojans.
No.
It's a cool stadium.
It looks cool.
I would say if USC was really good, I mean, like Pete Carroll good, that would be a pretty fun place.
Do you think they'll ever get that fan base back, though?
Yeah, we'll see if Lincoln Riley can do it.
It's a hard place.
Get them back? Dude, it's L.A. All you got to do is win and everybody shows up. Yeah, they could.
It's L.A. You can do anything.
I agree, but if they're good, everyone loves a winner.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
no one loved the Rams. Now they're Super Bowl champs, and I bet they sold out a season ticket. It's L.A. It's.
I mean, I guess it is just like a social status thing.
Exactly.
Out there,
so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a big USC guy. And they got Snoop Dogg. What's not to love? Number 14, Kyle Field.
A&M, yeah.
I mean, it's big, and it's wild. I could go to a game at A&M.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate that. I've heard the people are very nice. Overtly nice, like weird nice. And it's one big cult. They worship a dog. Hickman, did you know that?
Marmaduke?
Reveille. You were close. Mm. Marmaduke? What is that?
You don't know what Marmaduke is?
Isn't that like a mythical monster? The Marmaduke? Maybe I'm thinking of Babadook.
It's a dog, right? You're talking about the Babadook.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Marmaduke is a dog.
What kind of dog?
I don't know.
This is a... I forget what they're called. What's Lassie? She's not a Marmaduke.
No, she's like a...
Collie.
Collie, yeah.
Some kind of collie.
Yeah.
Marmaduke is a huge Great Dane that lives with the Winslow family.
It has nothing to do with Texas A&M, last I checked. You done there with the...
Marmaduke?
You don't know what Marmaduke is.
Can't say that I do.
Yeah.
No.
I will say, though, like Great Dane... No, that's not the – I guess that might be the Marmaduke.
I don't think there is a Marmaduke. I think that's a like
Marmaduke
a mythical.
Sounds like a candy bar.
Hickman is just showing me pictures of dogs.
That thing is hideous.
Our radio program has deteriorated to look at this doggy.
And he thinks they're hilarious.
Brett, you can tell how big that dog
is
from
gosh,
back there.
Yes.
That's a camera angle thing. He's closer than they are. They're not that big.
Yeah, they're really small.
Number 15, Jordan Hare, Auburn. Have you guys been to Auburn?
No.
Don't plan on it either.
I mean, I've been to Auburn, not for a game.
You've been to all these campuses but never to a game?
Mm-hmm. I've been to all their basketball arenas.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Number 16, Folsom Field, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
Number 17, Albertsons Stadium, Boise.
Who would have these on their list?
Here's one I would like to go to, Camp Randall at Wisconsin. That, to me,
yeah.
I've heard...
do you want to go when it's super cold?
No.
Taking the full element?
Just a nice fall. I've heard it's a beautiful campus, beautiful city, and I've heard the environment at Wisconsin's a lot of fun.
Jump around.
Yes, they do. They do jump around. 19, Memorial Stadium, Nebraska. I'm going to put on a big no.
Oh, dude. Like, they sell out every game.
They don't sell out every game. They have a group of boosters who buy over the left. They buy up the leftover tickets if it's not a sellout.
They sell out every.
That's
game.
Not a. That's a phony sellout.
It's still a sellout.
It can't.
It's packed.
It can't be a sellout. And there's 10,000 empty seats.
Is BYU on this list? Because that was
they come in at 20.
Okay,
they are the final. And that was a trip I was really looking forward to making. I was absolutely planning on making the trip. I was going to fly into Vegas, drive up to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Beautiful views. I wanted the rematch. Yeah.
There you got to really put a lot of thought into what side of the stadium you're sitting on.
Why didn't you have Iowa State on your list?
I thought he did. No, you didn't, did you? Mm-mm. That was your...
I figured Coach Campbell's already invited him.
Do you even know the name of Iowa State Stadium?
Without
Googling it first. Let me see. Let me see.
Does anybody?
I'm racking my brain right now.
What was it? Let's see.
Let's see. Oh,
it's a multi-word stadium name.
He's already Googled
Jack Rice Stadium. No.
Still trying to keep the...
Jack Trice Stadium, right?
Let me see.
You're looking at it. You tell me.
It's Jack Trice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yay! See, I told you.
He said, yay. I Googled it.
That answer brought to you by either Siri or Google.
Iowa has that cool tradition, don't they, where they wave to the
That is really cool. The fact that their stadium's that close to the Children's Hospital.
LSU had that cool tradition where they stole money from the hospital.
Very opposite of Iowa, yeah. Yes. Wait, was it Iowa? Or is it? No, it's Iowa.
It's Iowa, yeah. Yeah.
No, they did a feature because one of Purdue's, I don't know if it was a coach's son or something, like he was in that hospital when they played Purdue or had been to that. It was a really cool kind of.
Yeah, that's a cool tradition.
And I'm sure it was Tom Rinaldi because he had the whole place like in tears when he did his feature.
He's good at that.
And that stadium looks pretty cool too when they do
the stripes.
Gold and black stripes. It's not the biggest stadium, but it's cool. Iowa State Stadium's pretty cool too.
What's it called again?
Jack Trice.
Jack Trice.
Do you even listen to the show?
Do you even Google, bro?
Dude, that's a pretty stadium.
Is that in your top five now?
No, because you can tell you're in Iowa. There's nothing else around it.
Corn and cattle. Did you know in Iowa they named their high schools like Interstate 20 High School? Like if their high school's on Interstate 20, that's just what they call it. Oh, yeah, I go to Interstate 20 High School.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's kind of weird.
Their mascot for some of them. Do you know what it is?
Corn.
A suitcase. They're called the Travelers. Anything else you'd like to know?
Let's see.
Home of baseball. According to, movies and stuff.
Iowa's the home of baseball?
I mean, you ask Kevin Costner, yeah?
I'll call him.
Yeah, give him a call during this break. That'd be good. If you've missed any portion of the program, be sure to check out the podcast. You can get that at the, SoundCloud, iTunes. What is it? Android Market? Does that sound right? Any Android users in here?
No.
Just search Fox Sports Knoxville or Fan Run Radio. It'll show up wherever you get your podcast. If you missed any portion of today's show, the big news, I suppose, is that Tennessee left out of the coaches poll top 25. They did come in at around 28th, according to points scored. The big news there, Tennessee will play I find it hard to believe, 7 teams that are ranked below them in the poll. Or is it 8? No, it's 8. 8 teams ranked below.
Yeah, because there's 4.
Florida, LSU, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Ball State, Akron, Missouri, and UT Martin all ranked below Tennessee. It is very close with LSU, Tennessee 28th, LSU 30th, Florida 37th, and South Carolina 44th. They did only receive 5 points, Tennessee 163. Pitt, maybe living off the carcass of the ACC championship from last year, comes in at 16th. Kentucky, 21st, also living off the carcass of 10 miraculous wins against the bogus schedule. Bama 1, Georgia 3. Ohio State did come in at 2, betwixt the SEC best from the West and the East. So, Hickman, you're somewhere between 8 and 4, 9 and 3.
Yeah, and I think it's going to stay that way. So,
assuming no bad news, right? If everything kind of stays even the rest of the way. There is a scrimmage probably going on right now.
I don't even want to think about bad news.
It comes for us all. Bad news.
If my life depended on it, I'd probably lock in 8 and 4.
Okay. Like, if someone, like, you feel very good that Tennessee's not going to go worse than 8-4.
Yeah.
If things were relatively fair in the universe regarding injuries and whatnot. Brett, do you have a number in your head?
I'm at 9-3.
Like, pretty firm at 9-3?
9-3.
Dude, I'm bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, see.
I can't figure this team. Like, there's a lot of little glimpses of optimism, but I don't want to build this defense up to be something that it just can't be.
Yeah, I think
which is not that much. I mean, they don't have to be that great. They have to be.
So you have zero concerns offensively. Is there anything you have? Because we haven't really talked. We've talked
as far as compared to last year. No, I have.
I mean, Hooker's obviously going to throw more than three picks, right?
Do you maybe?
They've been talking about being a little more aggressive.
He'll probably throw more than three. He'll also probably
throw more than 31 touchdowns.
I'm thinking.
I mean, you even put, 36 touchdowns on the board for him to break the school record season.
40?
Is that the record? If he gets 36, it's the record?
I think 37. Well, 36 37 is, breaks it. 37 breaks it.
So 37? If he throws 37 touchdowns,
he breaks the school record.
Did you say 37? It's kind of a big number around
here. Yeah, I'm thinking he'll throw in the 35 to 40.
I'd say he gets 40. More.
How many is he going to get on the ground? Like 6 to 8?
Well, how many did he have last year? He had about that many last year.
I think he had, like 7?
6 or 7, I think.
I think he would have had close to 1,000 yards without the sacks rushing.
Yeah, what do you
think? Because he had 700.
Yeah, 700, 800.
Jeez, man. Like, when you start throwing out the numbers like that, if they go 9-3 or 10-2. I know.
He had a sneaky great year.
Well, it's weird because in games we won, I mean, you think about it. Like, in games we won, he'd have almost 300 yards by halftime. And then if we had a big enough lead, it was like, okay, we're just going to chill you out over here.
He didn't start until, what, three? Game three? Or was he?
Game three he started. He came in second quarter against Pitt.
Yeah, he missed 5 quarters of action.
Yes.
And then he missed some against
Ole Miss.
Missed the kind of the back part of the fourth quarter. Didn't he get hurt against Bama too? I think he missed a drive because he got his teeth knocked out, which is an amazing story, by the way. It should have been a personal foul. They didn't call it, but the fact that he lost four teeth and kept chucking the ball.
I think if he puts up near 40 touchdowns, you got to think that's what, probably 6, 7 picks, 8 picks. I don't know. If you're just trying to be more aggressive,
I'd take 40 touchdown passes and 6 picks right now.
Yeah.
He'd be in New York, assuming you win 8 or 9 games.
I mean, if he does that, I mean, does that change? I mean, I don't know.
We have to assume the defense is going to be at least a smidge better. The question is, how good are some of the other teams on your schedule?
Yeah.
I mean, because you've got guys on ESPN and SEC Network picking Tennessee to upset one of Bama or Georgia. Obviously, you get Bama at home. You're at Georgia late in the year, though, which could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing.
Schedule's easier this year, and you should have went 9-3 last year.
Is it easier?
It's similar.
Pitt's not as good. Kentucky's not as good.
Pitt's on the road, though.
Pitt might not be as good, but you are more familiar now with Pitt. Like, you're going to have seen those guys.
Well, you just haven't seen the quarterback.
Right, yeah. But, like, I'm thinking of our offense trying to block those guys, which wasn't really the problem last year.
Florida sucks. You played them last year a week after they almost knocked off Alabama.
Which is normally a game that you win.
And all you've heard is the turmoil down there.
Yeah.
LSU this year will not be as good as Ole Miss was last year.
I tend to agree with that. It is on the road.
Let's
see. At a very tough place to play.
Non-conference, like, who cares about your FCS opponents?
No, those should all be 40-point wins. Vanderbilt stinks. South Carolina's a little bit of a wild card.
Kentucky's the same.
Kentucky's kind of the same, if not a little bit worse.
They're worse.
So there's some, I mean, it's not much different.
But we were like 3 plays or 3 calls away from going 9-3 in the regular season last year. And then 10-3 if you win the bowl game, which we did, because that ball absolutely crossed the plane before the whistle blew. I'm still bitter. I'll take a break and cool down. Final segment after this. Final segment of the program. We appreciate you listening. Hickman, we don't have much time, but during the break, you said you had a grievance to air.
I do.
Well, the floor is yours. We've got about 4 minutes left. Can you get it in 4 minutes?
Oh, I can get it in, yeah.
Okay. Well, fire away. Is it against me?
No, it's against those guys at 3 o'clock.
Oh, them. Oh, sorry. My watch, you say that around this watch and she goes crazy.
Every time I run into Bear, you know, love the guy to death, but it's always, why the hell do you guys have a 5-minute intro?
You know,
just dogging the intro. Every time, I kid you not, it is every time I see Bear.
Well, we have to wake up early and it gives us a little time to get focused right before the show.
Yeah, I mean, maybe cram in some more of my prep work I do back there.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Great work on the intro, by the way. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
You know what those guys are doing now?
I do. What are they doing, though? Please inform the listener.
After criticizing us for months for having
a long intro,
they now are just playing 3 minutes worth of that famous song from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I wish I could remember the name of that song. It's catchy. It's a good tune. It's got like whistling.
It's a great tune.
It's got a Western sound. But I mean, surely
hypocrites.
But have they added in like sound clips and funny comments to really draw the attention to the fact that the show's starting?
No, I guess I think they want me to show them how to do that later on, probably.
Are there lyrics to the song? Like,
no.
Are there So it's a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical.
Well, I mean, old people like musicals. So it
would fit their following.
So I mean, what is it like? Is it like 45 seconds of this song?
That's 2 minutes, give or take. 3 minutes, maybe.
3 minutes of just a song with no sound clips,
no sound,
comedy, sound effects, anything, and then right into their what's that? Like the tuning in that's all that happens.
Yeah, it just goes right back into their normal intro.
When we could have ads playing that would give our sponsors more bang for their buck, they decided to play.
Nope.
They do know we're not a music station. They're aware that this is a sports talk
radio show
station. That's what we do, and they're they play a full song. Is it full? I've heard bits and pieces, but is it a?
I don't think it's the full version because it is a long song.
So they pay like, what, 3 of 8 minutes?
Yeah, 3 of 8 minutes. Might be even longer than 8 minutes.
With no added anything.
Hey, at least add some sound clips or something.
Even if it's clips from their own show.
Yeah.
Like funny moments or, well, they don't have many of those, but, or any. I don't know, funny calls, right? Like a caller that came in and, you know, I don't know, said something funny before getting dumped. I will give Bear credit. He was pretty quick on the trigger yesterday, but he kind of had to be. They get some riffraff on that show.
They do.
I mean, it is what it is. I have no real issue with it, but maybe monitor your calls a little bit better. Doesn't Bear always say that? Like, oh, don't you monitor the calls?
Yeah.
Maybe monitor your own house, man. I'm glad you got that off your chest. I felt like important. Like I could tell something was brewing underneath all show long, and that just really seemed to bother. I mean, you put so much work in on that intro.
Yeah, no.
And for them to hate on
take
it,
shots at it,
and then to do the same thing but with way less work, I understand how that would get at you, eat at you a little bit. I'm sorry for them. Yeah. That's not the same as them apologizing, but we know that's not going to happen. But I'm apologizing to you. You do not deserve that.
Thank you, and thank you for finally publicly admitting that the intro I made was great.
You can go to hell. We'll do it again tomorrow, 7 a.m. Enjoy some Dan Patrick before Talk Sports at Noon.